live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Her roots in Arizona go back over 100 years. She's a farmer, a small business owner, and a homeschool mom to three kids. She's Tiffany Shedd, a constitutional conservative running for Congress. To defend the West from Washington politicians, to stand with President Trump, and to defend our way of life. Tiffany Shedd understands rural Arizona because she lives it. Here's Tiffany Shedd.
Illegals smuggling drugs across my farm. Veterans dying waiting for care. The Second Amendment under assault. Rural Arizona deserves better. I'm Tiffany Shedd. I'm a constitutional conservative running for Congress to defend the West. We can secure our border. We will take care of our veterans. And as an NRA certified instructor, I'll protect our gun rights. I approve this message because being a constitutional conservative is who I am.
Paid for by Tiffany Shedd for Congress Committee.
Gardening in the mountains can be very challenging. For tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
So we had a new shipment of pottery show up at the garden center in containers. It's confusing. What kinds of materials, what kinds of soils, what kind of plants can I plant right now in pots that will absolutely shine? You'll be a container garden pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, Saturday mornings at 8 and 11, and Sunday mornings at 8 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 218 with John Gunby Sr. John is doing the PGA Hope program. Now, John, you've been involved with PGA Hope for about how long?
Well, when we first started over at the club at Prescott Lakes, that was about 7-8 years ago, where we started getting veterans from the VA and started working with them. And then it kind of morphed into PGA Hope, which is a nationwide program.
And what are some of the great stories, some of the success stories you've had working with the veterans?
Well, we see them. We had one veteran I'll share with you on this. He came to us with a ponytail and never played golf before, not a real good athletic moves or anything, and he just loved golf. Got him to start playing some golf. He came to me one day and he says, "Hey, how you like my hair?" And he had cut it off. And I said, "Oh, it looks good." And I said, "Why'd you do that?" And he said, "Well, I gave my ponytail to a girl that was going through cancer to make a wig." And I said, "You know, that's pretty cool." And he says, "Is there any opportunities for me to do anything?" I said, "Sure." I said, "Would you like to join us on our Special Olympics program?" And he did. And Dan joined us, and he became very good friends with a young man who was very autistic, who didn't utter hardly any words, just played with a slinky. And those two had a bond that was just absolutely unbelievable. And you can't separate those two anymore. They're like brothers. And that was really kind of neat to see. Very special.
Now, you are a golf instructor, right? How often do you get somebody calling you and setting up an appointment who tells you, "I have never played this game before"?
A little bit here and there. And I like that because I can start them off fresh you know, not give them any of these garbage advice, such as keep your head down and
no bad habits to unlearn.
No bad habits to goof around with right at the start. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first picked up a golf club?
Oh, I don't know. Probably about age 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I played mostly baseball.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
So what?
How did the golf bug bite you?
Well, my dad played golf, and I would caddy for him, and he was my hero, and he always will be. And so I just kind of did it that way, and he always taught me to, if you're going to do something in life, and you're going to make a living at it, do something you love.
Yeah, important.
And
yeah.
So I loved golf. I got into the golf industry and been in it ever since. And, you know, I had some trials and tribulations through that, you know, through one divorce, but... ended up with a couple great kids and a great life and met a ton of great people and have the most fun anybody could have.
You know, when I was a kid, John, I used to watch Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, which took place on some of the greatest golf courses. I remember the first time watching a telecast, a golf tournament from Pebble Beach, and I thought, that has got to be the most beautiful spot in the country. I couldn't get over how gorgeous it was. And there was a syndicated series with Arnold Palmer and Gary Player called Challenge Golf. I used to watch that every Saturday. And see if you agree with this. You remember Gary Player, of course.
Yes.
Gary Player was at a fundraising tournament one day, and a man was watching him drive off the tee, and he said, "Mr. Player, I would give anything to drive a ball the way you do." And Player said, "Sir, I did.
Yeah.
1,000 strokes a day."
Yeah.
Tell me how tough it is for somebody to be, say, a Phil Mickelson.
Well, you have to be better than everyone else. I tell my youngsters that have these goals that they have to be do things other than what the ordinary people do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to model themselves after the best, but do it even more than what the best are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have the dedication and the heart and the desire, nothing will hold them back.
Yeah. What kinds of programs do you do for the community?
Oh, I do, in addition to Special Olympics and PGA Hope, we were just raised about $17,000 for Special Olympics through a comedy show downtown at the Elks, and
that was the David Grenierer.
No, it was Mark Cordes.
Oh, Mark! I was at that.
Were you?
Yeah, the Spouse Whisperer.
Yeah,
that's the second time I've seen him.
Isn't he the greatest?
I told a lot of people, if you haven't seen this guy, you have to, because he had us rolling for the whole show.
Yeah,
and that was just a wonderful show. He is so funny. I can't believe this guy isn't doing network TV.
Oh, I know.
He's so good.
The best. He's going to help us out down in Phoenix with our PGA Hope comedy show. But
good.
Mark is just a great guy.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because the first time I saw him, he said, "My wife and I have reached the age where foreplay consists of checking each other for lumps."
Yeah.
And though I swear we had to pick people up off the floor.
I know.
He is such a funny guy. And he does the show clean, too.
Yes.
That's worth saying something right there. So how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to learn more about golf and about PGA Hope and about the Special Olympics program coming up, the car show in October?
Well, the car show is going to be October 14th at the club at Prescott Lakes. This is almost a semi-annual event where we raise a lot of money for Special Olympics. And so that's going to be a big, big deal. They can go to sc4sa.org, which is Special Cars for Special Athletes.org. And they can get more information, enter their car, be a vendor, be a sponsor, whatever. We'd love to have them. And then as far as anything else, they may contact me on my email, which is gunnergolf, GUNNERGOLF, at hotmail.com.
And how often does your column run in the Daily Courier?
It's every other week.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Best of luck with PGA Hope and the Special Olympics. We want you to stay tuned because we've got local and state news coming up with Link in just a moment, to be followed by a chat with director Bruce Lanning and cast member Tammy Osborne. They are appearing in the PCA Stage 2 production of Savannah Sipping Society. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Welcome Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Sunday Night Live with Bill Cunningham from 8 to 11 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music. And
call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater.
When you're all alone.
J.D. Souther.
Don't you do what you live on.
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Commercial air service to and from Prescott has taken a huge step forward. The City Council has recommended SkyWest Airlines to the Department of Transportation as the area's essential air service provider. The town of Prescott Valley also offered its strong support for the SkyWest bid. If approved by the DOT, SkyWest would provide 50-seat regional jet service to Los Angeles and Denver by late August. Prescott has been without a regional carrier since March 26th, when Great Lakes Airlines ended service to Prescott. SkyWest will operate as United Express once it begins service. Town of Prescott Valley residents are now required to conserve water.
The town has issued a water conservation alert due to a combination of major mechanical failures and record water usage as a result of hot and dry weather conditions. Officials say the town has several wells that are being repaired. These and other wells would normally allow the water system to meet peak customer water demands. However, demands this summer are significantly higher than normal and have been aggravated by the extremely dry winter. Irrigation, washing of vehicles, and filling or refilling of pools is restricted to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday for residents who have even-numbered addresses. Restrictions for those who have even-numbered addresses is Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Prescott Valley Town staff and contractors are working to repair the wells and return them to service. Until then, the water conservation notice will allow the remaining wells to provide sufficient water for Prescott Valley customers. The alert is expected to be in effect for no longer than a week. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of thunderstorms through this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 66 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 94 tomorrow and a high of 93 on Saturday. 71 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 103 and a high on Saturday of 102. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone, this is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQNA. I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day. No pulling of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 9 to noon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Lots of sun, absolutely no fun.
Yeah, we towed it all the way up there for nothing.
Our weekend was dead in the water.
Sure, we could still sit on it, but what fun is that?
Dead boat battery sinking your spirits? Right now, you can save $10 on Duracell Ultramarine batteries and Batteries Plus bulbs.
We should have named it the SS Going Nowhere.
For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Bruce called and offered me the position, or
the role.
Role of Marla Faye, and I was quite shocked. I didn't know how to respond other than very excitedly. Mm-hmm. Almost wrecked my car.
Now, you said you weren't expecting that call, right?
I was not. There were some really talented ladies tried out for this, so I was not expecting it.
So did you have a crash course trying to learn these lines?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we all do when you get cast for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Bruce, take me through, and I assume as the director, you were part of the casting of the show, correct? This is kind of a new show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about what you know about the history of Savannah Sipping Society.
It's a couple of years old, and it's written by these three writers, Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten. And Jamie Wooten, I think it was kind of the spearhead of this thing. He's been doing a series of these kinds of plays about Southern women. We did another one that took place in Georgia not too long ago. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. But it was I think it was a hit at our big stage. And so we're looking for something to take the place of the three plays we've been doing as part of the summer series, we call it now. And we had trouble getting directors. It's hard to do that in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going on vacations, and all the rehearsal time is broken up. So I said, I don't know if I was wise about it or not, but I said I'd step in and do that. Usually I have 6 months to think about these things, you know, and plan them out. But this one I didn't. But I chose this, and partly because I read about Jamie Wooten. He was one of the writers and creators of The Golden Girls years ago. And in fact, I ran across one of those shows the other night and watched some of it, and it just sounds in a way like this dialogue. It's very, very funny. It still holds up pretty well. But that's what interested me, was that it's funny on every single page. You know, we say it's a laugh a minute in the program or in the brochure this year for this, but it really is. I mean, there's just all kinds of laughs, and the women are just excellent. We had a good turnout for auditions, and I was able to cast three new people to me, but two that we didn't know and we haven't seen on the stage two or the main stage. It's got a long The kind of, well, I started that wrong. We have a cast that's only four people, and we have actually a fourth one playing the grandmother, who is Elaine Woods, who was our stage manager as mm-hmm. well. So you can see how that works. She has a short role, but Elaine's one of these stalwarts that works backstage all the time, and it's just fun for her to get into this role. She took it of the grandmother. Let me just go over the cast. We have the Randa, played by Sherry Graham. She was in one other production of mine, which was To Kill a Mockingbird, where mm-hmm. she played the nasty old lady down the street, and she's very funny in this. And then Marla Faye Mosley, this is Tammy Osborne, who's mm-hmm. with us today, as she was in Sitting Pretty was the name of the play that she was in before the Reader's Theater play a couple of months ago. And Marla Faye, actually, she's the one that really, well, I think some of the rest of them have moved there and have kind of come on to the Savannah sound. But she's from Texas, and she still is very proud of that, and you can tell that in her voice. And we have Dot Hagler, who is played by Yana Hunter, and she's the one that's new to us. You've never seen her on the stage here, and she's actually from Australia, but doesn't have an Australian accent. She lived in Saudi Arabia in the last few years, where she came up here teaching. But in the between, for 20 years, she lived in Savannah, of all things.
Oh, how about that?
And
wow.
So she plays the sort of the nice one in some ways, but is a lot of anger below the surface there. And then Jinx Jenkins, who was the life coach. She's the life coach, and that's really the situation that brought me into it too, because I thought, you know, what would I do if somebody said, well, look, your life is kind of a mess, you need somebody to come in here and hire this person as a life coach? And at my age, I would have said no.
Yeah.
You know, but they're middle-aged women, and they all finally agreed that they will bring her on. And Jinx is a little bit younger and a lot more flashy, and so they take to her almost immediately, and I think the audience will too. She's played by Michelle Grubert, and Michelle, she's been active in musicals around town. She was in Fiddler on the Roof, had a major role in Fiddler on the Roof, what was that, last year? And has done musicals throughout her career, but she's never been in a straight play before. And so she was really thrilled to get this, and she is very, very funny. And you'll just love her, I think. And I said the grandmother's Elaine Woods. Did I do all of them? I think I did.
And Tammy, now this is your first production as an actress with PCA, correct?
Correct.
Tell us what it's like. I assume your rehearsals are in stage two, correct?
Yes, most of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us what it's like to be acting in such a small, intimate space when your audience will literally surround you.
I think it's going to be very interesting. I've always done major big stage work, so having the audience really close, you have, I think you'll know the surrounding, but I think it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to have to kind of not see them,
mm-hmm.
not let that be a reactionary part, because I know there's going to be friends in the audience of mine. And
that can be distracting, can't it?
It can be, mm-hmm. but I think if one stays in character and stays focused, you know, and the lights really help, the bright lights in your face mm-hmm. and really shining on you help kind of block that out. So,
and Bruce, I would imagine, too, working in such an intimate theater, you don't want to play to the back row, do you?
No. The back row is up front in this case.
Yeah, it's
the
right
thing
right
I have a hard time with is these plays. I think all of them, an awful lot of them anyway, recent plays are still written for a proscenium stage,
mm-hmm.
and so here they have three scenes. Actually, the first one starts out in a we don't know exactly what it is. It's a place where they've been learning yoga anyway, and they've got their sweats on and they're complaining about yoga. And then we go to the veranda. It's Randa's veranda that takes place where is the major set. And then at the very end we go to someplace else we won't tell you about until you see it. But to do that on that stage, because you can't really change the way it's written. You can't really change the set in front of everybody. It was kind of a problem. But I figured it out, and I think it works pretty well. There's some of the audience will have a little more profile of actors than front on facial expressions, but I think it works pretty well. And it, and I always view this, even comedy, as an art, and I really like it to look really neat. And in stage two, it's difficult to do that, but we have enough lights that we can at least attempt it.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, I understand that people shouldn't take too literally the title Savannah Sipping Society, thinking it might be a bunch of genteel ladies sipping mint juleps and being very, very haughty. It's not like that, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. Marla Faye is very boisterous. She has no problem kind of bringing the ladies into that side. You know, here's to living single and drinking doubles.
There you go. And Bruce, how tough is it to get the cast to adopt consistent, and that's the key word, consistent Southern accents? And not just Southern, but Georgia accents.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that they're really mixed, and we find a little bit about each of their history, and they don't all come from Savannah. Mm-hmm. I think maybe one of them of the bunch, but most of them have come from someplace else and have lived there for a while. So that's a little strange. I think he chose Savannah because of the ladies trying to act somewhat genteel, but mm-hmm. not succeeding terribly well. Mm-hmm. Except for Dot Hagler, she is the sweet one and seems to represent the old South in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Now this show starts a week from Thursday, or a week from today, in fact.
A week from today.
It's only a week away. Starts today, and you'll be doing how many weekends?
We're doing 4 weekends, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. The mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are all evening performances at 7:30, and then we have the 4 matinees. We find audiences like the matinees a lot everywhere.
In fact, I understand from the PCA website that the first Sunday matinee on July 15th, that's already sold out.
Yeah.
But there are 3 others available, and you can get your tickets by going to pca-az.net or calling 445-3286. Since this is based in Savannah, correct, there was a wonderful movie based on a great book called Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, and Clint Eastwood directed the movie, and if you ever saw the movie, you talk about a setting just dripping through the show. Does the Southern water culture flow through this play?
Not quite like that one. They had a lot of night scenes in that. That was Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, John Cusack.
And it was a beautiful movie. But you could feel the dampness there. Hard to feel the dampness in Arizona, but we'll try to do our best.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of them at the very first scene are been trying to learn yoga and not very successfully. So they've got their towels out, and they're really, really hot. Mm-hmm. And we try to show that a little bit. But it does take place out on the veranda, outside, the whole thing, except for those 2 little scenes I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we do have some atmosphere. We have the representation of what the struts are that hold up the roof above that, and also some flowers and this kind of thing that will never change throughout the seasons. But they kind of, I chose them mainly because they represent the South, in my view anyway.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about some of the other PCA shows you've been involved in.
Well, I told you, To Kill a Mockingbird. That was the first drama I think I've ever done where it sold out, after the first performance, it sold out every single night.
Wow.
I didn't expect that, really. I didn't actually put it in for the play, and I'd gotten it, and it just amazed me. But I've done Spamalot. That was the biggest musical I've ever done as far as audiences go, even bigger than Fiddler when I did it back in Cleveland. What did I do? Well, I did 2 shows this last year. I did a Christmas show, which was about old-time radio during 1943.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm beginning to forget names of my own shows after so many lately. And then we went right into the Italian-American Reconciliation, a play which I really loved. And it was in January. It didn't do as well as I wanted it, but it was very funny in a dark kind of way. Mm-hmm. This one is just... I think, bright and funny, and you'll recognize the characters, and probably you'll recognize them in yourself, you know. Because they're women that have just not given up by any means, but they just don't know what to do with their lives.
Yeah.
And here's a chance with this person who comes in just bright and happy and ready to change their lives. And it turns out, we find out very, very soon in the play that she really has only had three clients, and these are the three. Yeah. So she's new
sure.
at this, too.
Sure. Yeah. And tell us about people who may audition for a show. They have never acted before. What would they do if they'd never acted before and they want to learn the nuts and bolts of being on stage?
Well, once in a while, we have a workshop for auditioning. I don't think there's anyone coming up right now. They recently had one for the musical that Sandy Vernon is doing. It was set up for almost a week of auditions, with the first one showing you how to audition. I haven't done that with any smaller plays. We just had them in the gallery because we couldn't get the stage at all. And I do read-throughs, of course, as most people do, but I also do improvisations to find out what kind of timing they have. And I think I'm the only one that does that in town, or at least not very, very often they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I kind of started doing that with high school kids a long, long time ago, when there wasn't a Saturday Night Live or any of those. It was just beginning to kind of formulate in people's minds. And I liked improv so much that I had a class in improv with a high school, and it was so popular over the years. And so I found out a way to do that with using the similar situations and just having them improvise.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find out whether they can read or not. So that makes it hard if they can't. But find out what kind of timing they have from the page, but also what kind of comic timing, especially in a comedy, it's important, whether they can handle that or not. And Marla Faye, I keep calling her that because it seems to be her name anymore to me.
Yeah.
Tammy Osborne. She just came up with this accent and just blew our minds when we saw her. We thought, we got to get her in this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know what you got, you know, from just a funny person, but she was hysterical, and she's the one that really embodies the kind of spirit that we wanted from that.
Mm-hmm.
But in some ways, it's more of a Texas spirit than it is a Savannah spirit.
Yeah, she is.
But she said she's, in the play, you say you're here in Savannah and this is your home now, and you're planning on staying there, even though your husband Waylon is somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Tammy, you've been in productions of different kinds for a long time, right?
Off and on from high school on up, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Remember your first time on stage?
I do.
Were you scared?
Yes.
Why? This leads to
I was afraid of forgetting, I think.
Thank you.
Forgetting the lines.
There you go.
Not coming in or not being on cue when you should.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pay attention and stay in your role, it's a conversation.
And I think that's key, too, because I've always been afraid of auditioning for a role on stage for the very same reason. I'm afraid I'll forget my line. Bruce, I think you'll agree with me on this, that if you have really embodied the character, even if you don't remember the exact line, you can come up with an appropriate line, can't you,
mm-hmm.
if you're on stage?
You can, or at least stall for a while in
right.
character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is that there's certain writers that you're doing, you can't ad-lib, really.
Right.
Neil Simon is one of them. People put him down quite a bit, but his stuff reads to me like music in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know? and if you do it wrong, if you add an extra syllable to a line, it'll throw off the joke, mm-hmm. and it's not
yeah.
funny anymore.
Sure.
And that's something that this person, Tammy, just doesn't do. I mean, she knows the joke, and if she changes a little bit, she's still got the same rhythm to
yeah.
it, you know.
Yeah.
Language is everything, and I say that in the program, that language is everything in the theater, and we tend to think otherwise today. We look at these big spectacles in movies and so on, and there isn't a lot of that great dialogue in movies today.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find it still on the stage, and that's where you go for it.
Mm-hmm. See if you agree with this, Bruce and Tammy. I've had a lot of people from the PCA on this show, and I've had some writers on this show, and we tend to agree that a lot of today's TV sitcoms and movies just aren't as funny as the 1960s sitcoms. Just to give an example, and here's why. Because you can almost hear the tumblers clicking of the writer's room trying to come up with a clever, hip, pop culture referential joke, which is not how people really talk. Where if you go back to Shakespeare, you go back to the 1960s sitcoms, those are based on real life experience, and you can identify with the people saying these lines. That's hard to do these days, isn't it?
It is. I think the dialogue is sharper in some of those. Mm-hmm. There's some shows that just don't still do very well. My wife and I watch the Dick Van Dyke Show quite a bit. Those old ones we seem to like, and the characters, and it's about comedy writers too. Mm-hmm. So that's what's fun. But I think you're right. The dialogue in film is just taken the place by explosions and so on.
Yeah.
And in television, they have. They sometimes say we've taped it before a live audience, but I don't even think they put that on it anymore. And some of it runs so fast, the audience couldn't even catch up with that joke to laugh at it, and they're laughing at it. So it just seems very phony to me, and I have a hard time listening to that. I know the Big Bang Theory is one of those that just gets me. I like the fact that we finally have a program about intelligent people, you know, but the same super intelligent people, but.
Yeah.
But this laugh track just drives me crazy.
You know, that's how I felt about the old TV series MASH. I really wanted to watch it and really wanted to enjoy it. But MASH was an intelligent comedy, yet they had a program laugh track trying to tell you this is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will be the judge of that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why they threw a laugh track into an intelligent comedy like that.
But how do you learn real comic timing if you don't have a live audience that's laughing and you'll know where they're going to laugh? You know?
Indeed.
They kind of grind these out fast, too, so you don't have a time to find out. We were watching, what was the show? Becker. I don't know if you remember Becker.
Oh, yeah, Ted Danson.
Ted
sure,
Danson.
The doctor. Yeah.
It was on sale. The box set of the whole season. It wasn't real other seasons. It's about three, four seasons long. And we watched them, and the jokes and the presentation is just almost perfect in my mind.
And, you know, I went to a taping of an NBC sitcom. It didn't last very long. I saw it at Paramount Pictures with Dennis Farina and Gene Smart. And I really felt bad for the people on stage and the writers because every time the audience didn't respond to a line, cut! They bring the writer on stage and rewrite it. And sometimes the audience was told to laugh just as loud the ninth time they did the same line, just slightly altered.
Thank God we don't have that, right?
This was a half-hour sitcom, 22 minutes of actual programming. We were there for at least 4 hours. And for the audience, it was an ordeal. It really was. And again, it all comes down. You don't have a funny show without great writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George Clooney said about the book Tales from the Script. He said, if you don't have a great script, you don't have a great movie. You have to start with a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Savannah Sipping Society sounds just like that. You can get your tickets by calling 445-3286 or going online to pca-az.net. We thank Bruce Lanning and Tammy Osborne for joining us from Savannah Sipping Society. It all starts a week from tonight, correct?
That's correct.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Bruce Lanning and Tammy Osborne from Savannah Sipping Society. Stay tuned. I've got some more final thoughts coming up from today's show and Monday's Q&A guests on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
There is a significant difference between being slightly out of tune or perfectly in tune. If your financial plan is even slightly out of tune, you may be paying too much for taxes, exposing yourself to too much risk, or retiring without a sound income plan. Listen to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, Sundays at 9 AM to Financially Tuned with Ron and Barbara Stevenson of American Financial Investments to get your financial future in tune.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 772-2751. They're waiting to hear from you and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you were a fan of the old TV series Little House on the Prairie, or you read the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, you will not be happy to hear this. The American Library Association explains the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award will be renamed the Children's Literature Legacy Award in the wake of renewed attention to Laura Ingalls Wilder's stereotypical portrayals of Native Indians. The American Library Association said her works reflect dated cultural attitudes toward indigenous people and people of color. Makes you wonder what things we are saying today that years down the road will come back to haunt us. Interesting stuff. Well, coming up on Monday's show, we're going to have Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab Hospital, among other guests, including another author with a brand new book you'll want to add to your summer reading list. So stay tuned now for the new Ben Shapiro Show, and then Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up at 4 o'clock. Join me back here Monday at 2 o'clock for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.